Good morning and welcome to Fridays with Lakshmi. This week I want to touch upon relationships, or rather the death of relationships. Just this week I heard from two different people ruining loss of their friendships, and it made me think of my losses, a cousin I looked up to, an aunt I thought was cool, an uncle I wanted to emulate, a friend from college who disappeared from my life, a dear friend with whom I've had plenty of ups and downs, another friend who severed contacts with me one fine day. These losses affected me a lot. I mourned them long and hard. I threw myself pity parties. I listened to breakup songs a lot. Over time, I realized that things that were common to these breakups were a bruise to the ego, that I could have misjudged people, not setting expectations appropriately, a feeling of being owed something, closure in many cases, so I could move on, at least on paper. In real life though, we may sometimes never get the answers we are looking for. We cannot change the past. So can we, in some sense, keep these lessons in mind as we go about our day? I think we can. If we can remind ourselves that each interaction has value in the joy it gives us at the moment, and that moment only. If we can tell ourselves that we only control what we give and have no control over what we want. If we can let go in the truest sense of the word. We can try, right? Repeat after me. I do not owe anyone anything. Nobody owes me a thing either. Happy Friday.